On to a few more stories we're following today. Apple's streaming service, Apple Music, is officially a week old today. And I think it's fair to say that the verdict is not in yet. Some hate it, some love it, some rave about its simplicity. Others say it is way too complicated. One thing that I've heard a lot of complaints about is the fact that when the company gave us Apple Music, they also took away home sharing. Home sharing is the iTunes feature that allowed you to use your Apple ID to stream your music library from your Mac to up to five other Mac, iOS devices, or Apple TVs on your local network. Now, according to Ars Technica, Apple Senior Vice President and dad dancer Eddie Q is working to bring home sharing back in iOS 9. Currently, home sharing still works in iTunes 12.2 and on the Apple TV. iOS 9 is due out this fall. Earlier this summer, we reported that Showtime planned to launch a $10.99 per month standalone streaming service for the web, Apple TV, iOS, Roku, and PlayStation View. Today, Recode reports that the service is now live on Apple TV with other devices soon to follow. And the Next Web says that Facebook is testing floating videos. That's a feature that will give you the ability to watch those videos of goats in pajamas while you scroll through the rest of your Facebook feed, because our attention spans are tiny. Some Facebook users reported an icon next to the video icon on videos that when clicked, this creates a movable video window. When I checked this afternoon, I didn't have the button to play a floating video. Did you? If you did, email me at megan@twit.tv. Tell me about it. In other Facebook icon news, Caitlin Winner, a design manager at Facebook, has a post up on Medium today about the new Facebook Friends icon. It now features a woman with my exact haircut. It's only her silhouette, but I think it's my haircut. Don't you? I think it is. She has somehow also managed to shoulder her way in front of the man. The darker blue icon is the new one. And I like it. Finally, today in autonomous driving news, CNET reports that Google's self-driving cars program has gone on a road trip to Austin, Texas. That's right. CNET spotted a Google Plus post assuring everyone that one of Google's self-driving Lexus SUVs was intentionally driving in Austin and did not get lost on the way home in Mountain View. Google says the car will be driving a few square miles north and northeast of downtown Austin with safety drivers aboard, of course. If you live in Austin and you've spotted a self-driving car, take a photo and send it to me at megan@twit.tv.